All right. Hello. Greetings in the name of the Most High. Greetings from all of us here at 2020. 20 on 20. That is, we pray 20 minutes every 20th for the end of human slavery, modern-day slavery, and human trafficking. And it looks like we made quite a bit of progress this last couple months because there's been a lot of busts, a lot of good things going on in law enforcement and interdicting all this crap, but we still don't have the big guys, but we're working on it, and at least it's one of those topics that's front and center still.
Interesting that Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested. That's kind of a big...
I take it with a grain of salt. I'm just going to keep my powder dry and wait to see if anything comes of that, but she's got the same... videos and things that were on Wiener's computer. And Wiener, apparently the people that saw Wiener's computer...
Most of them are dead.
The cops, there's a few of them dead. I mean, it's like, the perfect...
The majority is dead.
That had taken a look at it?
There's only like one that's alive now, I think.
Couldn't handle it, and they couldn't handle seeing your leaders, folks, that you see every day on television... and that you look up to and that you vote for at the voting booth, they couldn't stand to see them skinning a child alive and wearing the skin like Leatherface in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Imagine that. They just couldn't handle it. Grown men like that. Boy, I tell you, we got to find some tough cops next time.
Hey, question, has anybody else established, gotten into the chat at Spreaker? Because I can't, the page won't load for me on my devices.
I don't know. There's people in there.
There's several in there.
I see brother
Jason,
Larry.
Jerry Lee.
Brother Lee. Brother Larry.
Larry, yeah.
Maybe I'll have to turn off and turn on again to able to get in there.
What are you doing up at this hour, Larry? Okay, we got Jacob. We've got Dax.
We have an extra guest.
We got Astri.
A cricket.
Yes, we do have crickets.
I don't know how they get in here every year.
I like it.
Every year they're in here, and they keep me up at night.
About this time of year.
They keep me up at night. And,
I'm
going to
turn it off and see if that works.
But, I know Larry. Larry's working. Larry's our director for Girl Next, and he's up at these hours. We all worry about him, though.
We just call him Superman.
Anyway, greetings, man. I love the prep that he sent, those emails he sent around.
Yeah, his prayers are powerful. They're really good.
Appreciate it.
When he gets a moment, he really gets into the word. He finds exactly that word for that day, and I love that. The word is so synchronous that way. Usually you give it a little chance, and then suddenly you get a scripture that just really resonates. Just by making an effort. Now, this Bible I have here, I like an analog Bible. I don't like reading scripture on the iPhone or the computer. I like it, a book. Call me old-fashioned. So this one has hurt my arm. I guess the one I have, because I have to have giant print, it's for a, it's supposed to go on a table. You're not supposed to, handle it and walk around with it. So it's like a phone book, Eventually it pulls your arm out. So... I just ordered another one, pretty good deal. It's indexed. They say it's giant print, but it's light. And so if I get that, I have a lot of, the problem is finding glasses to read the Bible. See, when I have a screen, it's easy to see a scripture because it's right there on the screen and it's adjusted to my eyesight. But I don't like it. I like the book. You know what I mean? I like fumbling around in the book and then kind of getting into something and, and going with it. The other thing is I don't really have adequate light around my my bed. I don't have adequate light pretty much anywhere. I used to do a lot more reading. So make sure I'd have a light. I mean, I can get a light, and I probably will. But it's nice, you know what I mean? What I used to do is... I almost did the entire book of Isaiah in the Zeph report, and I had it just splayed out on the kitchen counter, and I'd be on my phone, and I'd be reading, And yeah, that was, you know, it was a good. I'm not sure what it means if you don't interpret it, but sometimes I like the scriptures just to be what they are. Anyway, we were talking with Govinda here. Here's the panel. Welcome, you guys. We were talking with you, Govinda. You were talking about your theory on gates that you talked about on Faith Mix. Folks, if you want to hear Govinda, you go to faithmix.com.
I cannot establish a connection to Spreaker. It's weird.
You've got to go back. The only way you can do it is to get on the TNZ.
Oh.
Yeah, you'd have to do. Go ahead and yeah, because the.
Why is that?
That's because that thing is, you know, we got problems. We got problemas. So what we're talking about today, folks, is, you know, praise God, we all made it here another month. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's amazing.
Thank you.
It is amazing that we're here together again, and I'm very grateful. I am amazed that we got through the last month. Something is happening.
Oh, a little interference.
Is that?
What's that?
What caused that? Some kind of thing
little demonic activity
is going on here, but I'm very grateful because it seemed like in the last month we've all been tortured with the lockdowns, right? And you know, and tested, and you know, you're where you were just a couple months ago, 3 months ago, whatever it is now, that's been taken away from everyone. I'm still looking for who calls the shots. I wonder if it's not the President of the United States or the Congress who's in charge. I still haven't found that out, and I was talking to Govinda about it and Amelia. And so you guys, why don't you just chime in, Govinda, Amelia, anybody, and let's try to figure out who's calling the shots.
Well, blessings to everybody out there today. There's a few things going on. I mean, one thing is, so let's go back to when we started in 2015 and the instructions of our Creator that quickened all of us to ride the wave, to keep our eyes on Christ, to be aware but not distracted. You know, we've been, those that have been doing this, you've been coming through a lot of amazing things, but, and as light has been coming in, and this is a wave of light,
yeah,
that, you know, that's been, that, I mean, this is, goes back to, for me, 1997? Was one of the original dream that I got on that regard, but we talked about it, but then this was the quickening for when it was coming in, all of that. Now, what we've been all participating in, now what we've been doing is working in concert with what our Creator has been doing here upon this planet at this time, and there's been a massive reveal and a massive exposure taking place, and part of what's being revealed to people is that we've all been lied to on just dramatic scales, massive lies, huge implications to everything that we've done, the way that we've lived our lives, to the things that we thought were important, the priorities that we've put on our day-to-day, the realization of who we are and what this world is. All of those things are being exposed more and more on a daily basis. So, you know, in the middle of this whole thing, we've also seen, too, that many of these governments around the world, the limitations of who they are, of what they are, we've seen the control placed on everything through these corrupt financial systems, the central bank systems that create the slave conditions. So this has been a learning process for everybody too. The very design of the central bank system that's been used around the world using fiat currency and interest charge to a central bank system by its very design evaporates the value that people create, whereby making for enslaved populations globally. So everybody's mm-hmm. in these boats with holes in them. And they all spend their entire lives trying to just shovel out the water, and they're all sinking. Everybody's sinking. That's participating in that system. And the moment that we begin to participate in it, we're stuck with it. So some people try to get ahead and maybe they do a little better than others, but by and large, everybody falls into a slave system. Then we've got the debt system that's there, the predatory lending systems. So those are all things that create the context. Mm-hmm. But then there's a spiritual side behind it too, of all the things that are in that realm of spirit that feed off of the suffering of humanity, that try to create the context and the conditions for our suffering. Because I've said it before, that we could take care of every person on this planet 3-4 times over as is. We've got room for so many more people.
Right.
And we could take care of everybody at a level beyond anything that's imaginable even right now.
Right.
But so the system, so the context that we have right now is because that's what they want by design, because that's where they can harvest off of humanity what they actually want. So another thing that we also have to understand too, of why they put certain things in front of us. And part of the reason is because we've been created in the image and the likeness of God. We have our creator. We have within us the ability to create. The enemy doesn't have that. We have that. So in order for them to create what they want, they have to do it and synthesize it through us. Now, this is something really important that we need to understand. If they need to synthesize it through us, so that's why they have to keep these things in front of us to get us to create their thing. And so this is where we have to also check out of that narrative, check out of that falsehood. You know, and one thing we were discussing just a little bit before we went live on the show was the Gates patents, the 060606, and a few other things that are out there. And you know, those things, when I saw them initially, I was like, okay, but then as time went on too, it was like, it just, there's something really strange about it. A bill in Congress, HR 6666. I mean, it's like, so all these things that are there, it's overkill. It's too much. It's what they're trying to do is they're trying to get people to, through who they are in the creative aspect of who they are within themselves, to create their end time scenario that they want to happen. And I'm calling BS on that. This is not what we're.
I've had that same.
No, I'm calling BS on it. But I think
The 666.
I always say they jump the shark.
I'm
like,
trying to keep
it way too much.
I'm trying to keep it a kid friendly show. So I'm trying not to use the expletives that go through my head. But I'm calling BS on it because, and there's a
Bravo
few reasons
Sierra.
Why. And this is also just. Yeah, there's a few reasons why. The overkill, the frank desperation, the desire that they have to try to get people to agree with the fear porn, and the reveal of what's happened even within their own systems, because they're losing control. Mm-hmm. They're losing control over the population. They're losing control over mm-hmm. The light is coming in. It's revealing everything, and as it's revealing, they're losing their power. They're not gaining power. They're losing their power. Here, let me give you another example. When you have, if you have just sheer force and sheer brute strength, well, you just go in and use that sheer force and sheer brute strength. If you don't have that, then what you have is a PR operation. You've got to use something else. You've got to get people to believe you've got something that you don't actually have. And so a big push of what they've been doing is to try to get people to believe they have something that they don't actually have.
What
to get you to why you just, you know, if you've got the bully in school, he's like, oh, I'm going to beat you up. 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 Well, let's get the fight on that, shall we? No, but I'm really going to beat you up. And when I beat you up, it's going to be, they talk, but it never happens. Well, because why? Because if they actually got into it, you would see what's really there. There's no strength. There's no power there. Now, what they have, they do have some resources. They do have some things. But, I mean, I've talked before about the divide and conquer that they used in India, you know, to subdue a nation of 1 billion people with 3,000 troops. But how does that program's been used time and time and time again? They're doing it in the States. Everybody was so ticked off. because they got locked down for a couple of months. And what do? They gave everybody a target. As soon as they started to say, okay, we're mad, this isn't working. And what was the target? Okay, they're going to send you against, create a racial issue and send the population against the police. I mean, are you kidding me? You know, this is all fabricated.
I think they're trying to play up the maximum cognitive dissonance within the people to create a war with the people. It's like they're vacillating between trauma and fear, trauma, fear, trauma, fear, and then they're throwing in the gaslighting of contradicting content intentionally. Mm-hmm. At every level, you know, mask wears, no mask wears, sure. Race, BLM, lives matter.
Let me make a quick point on the masks. And I was talking to my wife about this recently, and I thought bring something in from the world of international aid work. Okay, so when I was in India, you know, a long time back. And there were some villages that we were going into. And at that time, I was explaining to some of these guys that I worked with, they said they would look to see if the women had their gold jewelry on their hands. And if they didn't have the gold jewelry on their hands, what it meant was they were in a really bad financial situation, because what they would do there is they would sell off their cattle, they'd sell off these different things. The last thing to go would be the gold jewelry on the hands in this particular area. So if they could go into a place and very quickly know without asking anybody anything, what was the financial state of that particular village, just by looking at the hands of the women. And so it was a visible, instant indicator of a particular situation of the people. That was something that, this is from April, up in northern India a long time ago. Now, I'm bringing that into the context of the situation with the masks. Well, you know, hand washing is probably much better for you for dealing with some sort of contagious infection. But in a particular situation like this, what does it do for people? It gives you an instant visual where you can, in a second, tell compliance or lack thereof, and creates a point of dissension. Very little to do with infection, because science doesn't stand behind it. It has to do with compliance. Mm-hmm. And that's the point. That's the point that people need to understand.
Control.
What it's being used for is it's an instant spot check. Mm-hmm. It's an instant spot check to say, is this work? They people do this all the time with marketing to see if advertising to see if did their sales work, if they ran a campaign, which ad worked the best, which thing worked the best. So if people, you got to just understand that there's other games that are being played. So just look at it that it's not on the surface value. It's not what you're being actually told. And there's other reasons for these things that are going on. But let's cut through all of these other things, because I brought something up to Pat the other day when I was talking to him. One of the biggest problems that we have, too, is that we continue to allow ourselves to have our conversation shaped by their narrative. So what happens is they put out a news story, and then we keep saying, what's your opinion, what's your response to the news story they put out? It's not even news. It's just the last thing they want. Then they put out the next thing, and they keep getting us to respond. Then you see the alternative media have their response to that story. So people keep getting led around by the nose to follow the bouncing ball. And the problem with that is that when do we ever stop? The narrative. When do we ever stop and say this is the conversation point for today? This is the actual thing that is the news. This is the thing that needs to be discussed. This is the point that needs
that
to be discussed.
That never happens.
That's the point to create. Yes, and that's the point where we begin to create, where we actually create, and we use that which our creators put within us. All right, I'll give you some solutions. We should be creating a new system for the exchange of value, because that's something that we need, so that the world doesn't, so that we don't continue to have to be dependent.
Agreed.
On a flawed fiat system. Mm-hmm. that destroys the lives of the people that participate in it, where the thieves are cloaked behind layers and layers of secrecy, and people don't see the value that's being eroded from them on a day-to-day basis. So that's there's a conversation point. There's a narrative that we should be having and putting forward. You know, where we should be talking about, okay, if you're forcing compliance, well, is there liability for bad forced compliance?
There's not a conversation about that.
You're telling me to do something?
If you have a health problem, they're not supposed to make you wear a mask. If you say that, you know, you need oxygen because your heart, you know, blah, 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 or your lungs, you don't have to say why. But that in many cases, you say, well, I have a health issue. And then, no, get out of here. You have to wear a mask. You're not in here. And then people in the store, let's say it's, I guess Walmart's the latest one to require, that then they sick those people on you. So they gang stalk you up and down the aisles.
Yeah, there's like articles out on USA Today and all that. They're like, it's okay to really, you know,
bully people
who are not wearing masks.
And the thing is that the surgical mask is useless, the cloth covering is useless, and the N95 mask is useless because they all of them are contaminated. So the only thing that would actually work would be some kind of hazmat thing that's like a helmet. You know, with a ventilation system that would really keep any viruses out and your breath from touching anyone out there. That's the only one that would actually do what they say the masks do. But when you point it out to them, listen, I'm telling you, I have spent a lot of hours on the governor's site here in New Mexico, and the people here, my God, they you're just about labeled, they almost want to kill you. If you question it and you go, we go with science, and that's why we recommend masks. And I say, well, is Dr. Fauci a scientist? He said at first no mask. Then he said mask. He was wishy-washy on it. Then we talked about, the CDC. They put out guidelines about three different masks. One being, three different masks, one being the cloth, one being the surgical, and one being the N95. And they said that all three don't work. Then later, the CDC and everyone else is saying, yes, please wear them. And then if you don't wear them, like I said, people go insane. They're going to kill you. But here, the people here are gone. And I mean, they're never coming back. That's New Mexico. But I always knew New Mexico is weak. You know, it's the most corrupt state in the union, one of them. And it's also last in education, last in economic development. You know, or second to last, but I mean, it's always been last. You know what I mean? It's always been a failed state. But it's because the people here are completely gullible, complete sheep, going along and bullying people if they don't. And there is no, I have put charts up. I have put statistics up. I have put the guidelines up. I've done everything humanly possible to explain to these people that what the governor is doing is illegal. And the orders are coming from above her pay grade, and she's doing what her people are telling her to do, and it's unconstitutional completely, in terms of locking people down. And there's maybe a handful of people here in this awful, horrible state of New Mexico. And I say that, you know, being someone that loved the state at one time. I loved it. I absolutely thought it was great. But then when the people are tested, the people have failed us. And they mock you. They laugh. Look, here's another COVID idiot. He doesn't think masks help. You're spreading it, buddy. You're spreading that disease all over the place if you don't wear that mask. If we would just all wear masks and keep socially distant, we could get rid of this virus, they tell you. They say, you're stopping us. You're killing people, Zeph.
If people want, actually, there's a really good report put out by the journalist Ben Swan. It up. It just go Ben Swan,
I know Ben.
Face mask. This is in the last 5 days he put this up. And actually, he did a really good job of bringing together a half a dozen studies that have been done specifically on face masks from 2015 through 2020 before the COVID kicked in. The last one finished up just at the start of 2020, specifically on this issue that's there, the science. The references are there, the articles that have been published in medical journals, scientifically done, the reviews are there, American Medical Association, JAMA is there.
Yeah.
Everything that's there that basically It's all there to let people know exactly what they need to know, which is exactly that, which is that even if you go with the N95 respirator mask, which is the best thing that they have, it will not stop this particular, so it will not prevent this type of infection, but at the same time, it can increase the likelihood that you will get something because of
lack of oxygen,
of improper use, which most people do.
Yes,
and lack of oxygen is a whole other. So hypoxia is another issue.
Right.
That's a real danger.
The way to get a heart attack.
Your immune system. Yeah. I mean,
well, look, I'm the stupidity level. It's so bad, and the people are so awful here. I mean, it was so awful, and I'm so desperately angry because I would just like to take one of them. And, you know, waterboard them or something, or, you know, and find out, you know, where their breaking point is. And when they tell me if somebody's put them up to this, or is this the way they just really are like this? And how long have they been a program slave? How long have they not lived their own lives? How long have they been a nothing but an NPC? You know, they're just NPCs. Everywhere you go, they're NPCs. The police, oh, no, mask, get a $500 fine. Yeah, but it's unconstitutional. Here's your $500, here's $1,000 for talking back. Oh, great. Well, you want to do something? Well, I'll shoot you.
I'll shoot you
you don't put that mask on. They just shot a guy.
I have not ever worn one, and I guess if I'm in a situation where there's absolutely no way to go, I've got in my purse a little mask that Zeph got that says, this is what tyranny looks like.
But this is
I'll wear that, I guess, if I'm really absolutely forced
this
to.
This leads to the forced vaccination.
Yes.
If you wear the mask, you take the vaccination, and then, of course, that is where they get control of your DNA and make you a hybrid, a chimera. Okay, now you're no longer human. You're not a human anymore now.
I asked a couple months ago, I guess, I asked on Facebook, well, the people that are complying with the mask orders or whatever, will they take the mark of the beast? And so many people got so mad at me for just asking that question.
Because they know they will.
And they really got mad.
They know they're going to take the mark.
If you're going to comply with this mask mandate, which is completely unconstitutional, and it's just a joke, you'll comply with that? So when they get the quote-unquote vaccination?
COVID, it's not even a pandemic.
I know.
It's not even an epidemic.
Even the CDC says it's not a pandemic now.
So they can't tell you to do anything. In fact, they can't. But there are people that will shoot you if you don't comply.
Right.
That's what I'm... They don't answer to anyone, and there's no law.
That older man the other day got shot. He was at some shop, I don't know, Walmart or something, and he wouldn't put on a mask, and they followed him home and shot him?
Right.
At that 73-year-old man, that was terrible. I mean,
no, you gotta be ready to shoot back. Yeah, if you're gonna go, at least take a couple with you. You know what I mean? At least if you could get one or two.
And it's so crazy, and I see what's happening. You know, we've all known that this would really affect the third world. And we see what's happening in Pakistan with Violet and John. They're feeding all these people that are just living from day to day, and they have no, because of the lockdown, they have no way to make a living, and they're starving.
There's no COVID. There's just starvation.
I'm really trying to promote our president making the hydrochloroquine available throughout the country,
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, we can possibly end this whole thing, you know, the whole shutdown.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. Over the counter or.
Yeah, it should be over the counter because it has no, it's not dangerous. I got myself some quinine sulfate compound from a chemist because it's the same, basically the same thing. Not exactly, but it's does the same thing. You know, it's about the same dose. Very bitter.
There is a cure for this contrived virus.
You can get from Hong Kong hydrochloroquine, but see, it'll take 3-4 months to get here without a prescription. And or Mexico. In Mexico, they don't have any. because I got friends in Mexico. And so I say, well, grab me some of that hydrochloroquine. They go, it's sold out.
Mm-hmm.
The government bought it all up. So they buy it for themselves. But if we could have it over the counter, Amelia, that would be
I just think I think that's their biggest fear, is us getting a massive, the whole nation getting massive doses of hydrochloroquine. Because look at the way they attacked Trump when he was saying that it was terrible. You know, when this all first started, and he was saying that it was effective.
Well, he takes it, and he
look
takes
how
it.
Much media
he doesn't have the targeted. Virus. He takes it as a prophylactic, you know, as a preventer. And he just, when there's mm-hmm. with, you know, all the guys were sick around him, they all got it, all the Secret Service, and he just started taking the hydrochloroquine. It didn't even touch him.
Mm-hmm.
So it prevents you from getting sick too in the first place, as well as if you're late stage on it, where your lungs are, you know, getting completely inflamed from the attack. It will calm that down. There's also one. I might as well say a couple other cures. I mean, this
steroids.
All you guys, you know, it's all up to you and your research. I can't recommend anything, but I do have some ivermectin here.
But
I wouldn't hesitate in trying that. It cost me $9 to get enough for a, you know,
enough to cure a horse.
Well, that would be two people then, two or three people.
More than that.
And you take your dose according to your weight, and then you don't really have to deal with it again for 6 months. It attacks the SARS-CoV-2 directly and eradicates
it's
it from your body.
It's an anti-parasite.
Right. It takes it out of your body in 48 hours. So, but I don't know, you know what I mean? It's not the same as hydrochloroquine. It's a different approach. But some people that have not been successful on hydrochloroquine
I ask in the name of Jesus that you quiet these
they
demons.
Have used the ivermectin. Did the trick when one didn't. The other thing they use with hydrochloroquine is azithromycin, antibiotic, and then also zinc. Zinc is the thing. If you're low in zinc, if you take your zinc and your vitamin C and your D3, you're going to at least have some immunity, you know, that would help you. Now, I kind of feel like, in a way, we've all had it. Here's the expert here.
Can I read some?
Go ahead.
Patrick has gone through it. He's been in the hospital.
Yeah. Exactly. There's a strong correlation with the vitamin C, the vitamin D3, especially the vitamin D3. You're seeing a strong correlation.
Yeah, make sure I get a lot
of
that.
Also,
sunlight.
Yeah, and obviously do the natural over-the-counter, and obviously we're not doctors. But there's also another supplement that they're looking at. It's called quercetin. And that's a supplement that you can just buy, right?
Can you spell that? Please.
It's spelled Q-U. It's spelled Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N.
Oh, I know. Quercetin. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's common.
Yeah,
it's easy to get. Isn't that an antioxidant?
So, I'm not sure, but obviously we're not doctors. I'm not a doctor, so I can't, you know, but even just something that we can buy. But definitely the vitamin D3, there's a strong correlation with that, and also the vitamin C, right? But the biggest thing I think for people to understand, you need to have a good health, eat very healthy, and, you know, a good thing to, I mean, keep yourself healthy, keep yourself not vitamin deficient, and you should be fine, like, when it comes down to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's this version. I mean, Amelia was talking about other aspects of the virus and versions. do you see any of those, Amelia, other versions of this virus that could get us worse than what we've already gotten?
Well, they're threatening the second wave, and I've been researching what the second wave is, and it's a neurotoxin that causes blood clots in the brain, which causes aneurysms and the loss of body control. So what we got snippets of in the beginning when we initially started hearing about the lockdown in China, there were clips and films of people that were seizing, having seizures and collapsing and losing body control. That is the neurotoxin version of the COVID-19, which is I suspect that is what they're threatening or they're planning to unleash in the fall. And I think what they're going to try to do is they're going to gaslight everybody into thinking, oh, it's just like a virus, herd immunity. Oh, it's just like the flu, and they're going to, unleash this on the unsuspecting, if you will. So there's that, but I would like to read something from my wall. It's just a couple paragraphs, but I think it's really important for the listeners to understand, because we're running out of time in regards to this vaccine issue, and I really think that making hydrochloroquine available on a mass scale is the logical solution. But I'd like to read this one little thing, if you guys don't mind.
All right.
The basis of the looming collectivist authoritative model being rolled out worldwide, the complete isolation of nonconformists and critical thinking individuals. By asking permission to opt out from any externally imposed health directive mandate issued by an outside force, you inadvertently grant your government de facto authority over your body. Just remember, it is all color of law, technically a form of entrapment. Eventually, they will tighten the noose and cut everyone off from independent options altogether. In order to attain an education, in order to maintain a job, in order to enter a hospital or clinic, in order to go shopping, in order to travel, in order to live amongst others, including your family, within a community, ultimately, in order to function on any practical level within society, you will be forced to get your shots. Mandatory vaccinations being phased in incrementally by stealth through this co-coordinated systemic process of passive acquiescence on the assumption that the public will just roll over without a struggle. Every state, every province, every local community will gradually be forced into the same collectivist pattern of compliance. That's why we have to rise up as a community before it is too late. We're running out of time, and we need to put a stop to this once and for all. It is not only about public officials thrown out of office. We have to begin to move away from the entire Western medical system as a network of communities. We have to redefine the very nature of revolution. Just consider the fact that our generation will set the stage for any protections of inherent rights and freedoms afforded to our children and their children. You have no choice but to make your voice heard while you still can. Your government is ready to sell your rights and freedoms down the river to empower the vaccine industry with the legal means to force vaccinate our communities into an early grave. They want to micromanage our lifespans, folks. This is the essence of the medical tyranny, and the outcome will be determined by our actions today and tomorrow and in the years to come. Now is the time to seize your courage, to wake up, to rise up and find your will to be proactive and participate in this cause. And we only fear the Lord, right?
Well, yeah, that's the idea. I also say that if you're in a state where, like here, they have already lined up for the vaccine, they're in line for the vaccine. They're begging for the vaccine. They're on their knees begging for the vaccine, because I think New Mexicans are maybe the stupidest people ever to live, or maybe it's the environment. I don't know. School system. I'm not sure how people get to be like this, but I suppose we're not alone here in New Mexico. I suppose Arizona's not far behind. Maybe you go to some place like a South Dakota. They're not going to take the vaccine there. I know it's cold in the winter, but they're not going to take the vaccine there, yeah. And they're not going to take it in Wyoming, and they're not going to take it in Idaho. So there's three places you can go that you can migrate to where you're going to have, be able to buy time, where you have people that think like you do. Other than that, you have a nation of pussies, idiots, sycophants, and slaves. We should be doing a 20 on 20 about freeing the slaves called Americans. Because apparently Americans are mental slaves. And mental midgets, I might add, because they don't know their history.
There's very few
they don't know how to read.
That I know. The
people rioting. Listen, the people rioting.
The lies.
They go, Black Lives Matter, then they take the statues down of prominent black people that have freed slaves, and they knock those down. These are idiots.
Yeah.
Total idiots. Fabulous. Completely programmed. And they're all around us, very dangerous. And they look up where you live, and they want to come get what you have. And basically what they want to do is kill you, and they will kill you. No problem. They have no guilt. Kill you and take what you've got. That's the old commie thing, and that's exactly what they want to do. So yeah, people that want to migrate within the country, you know where to go. People that, I mean, Alaska may be okay, too. I don't know anything about Alaska, but it's cold up there, too. But if you're surrounded by the enemy, you're like someone, you're on your own island. You know what I mean? You don't have any way to protect yourself. You don't have any place you can go. If you've been blackballed from being able to shop for food, I suppose you could hire a proxy, maybe someone to go get your food for you or try to get it mailed in. But in general, you got to be around people. Like Amelia was saying, you have to have community. In communities, there's strength. People that, you know, the community here is, when I say like-minded, I mean people that believe in common sense and freedom. That's basically what I'm talking about, common sense and freedom. And usually these people are God-fearing, because common sense leads to being God-fearing, doesn't it? So, you know, that's what I mean by like-minded. We can't be picky, like, oh, you know, he interpreted this verse of scripture wrong, so I can't see him. I can't talk to that guy. All those little high school games went on online, and it was very destructive. Now, though, is the time we do have to come together, and we do have to overlook each other's, you know, little faults or whatever. If it's, you know, doctrinal faults. I mean, you know, all this sort of arguing that goes on. You know who you are out there. You know that what you think. You know you're. You know, you're more likely to fight for the revolution for freedom than you would be to sit there and let your, you know, country be burned to the ground while you watch. But I'm afraid here in New Mexico and places like this, Seattle, obviously, you know, Washington, in Oregon and Portland. Yeah, these people just watch. I'm not talking about the rioters, the George Soros rioters, you know, that whatever the cause is, it's always Soros money, right? And he never gets in trouble. But and everyone knows it, but still he's untouchable. So most of the people there are just standing by and watching Portland burn, and the police are there. They even sent the feds in there. And the feds were like cowed into submission by the mayor, this little diminutive mayor that she can't be more than 5 feet tall, barking orders at the feds. It's just truly pathetic. I can't even imagine sitting there watching an old town like that burn and doing nothing. The other thing is, we keep seeing the bikers, and people keep putting up pictures of bikers. This is not funny anymore. The bikers are coming to set Seattle free. The bikers will be there on July 4th. The bikers will put it straight. The Proud Boys, the bikers, the patriots. Where are the, patriots? I don't see them. And I don't see any bikers or Hell's Angels or anybody else defending. I see people just burning the flags and taking, you know, breaking the windows and burning the precincts down and shooting cops, and everyone seems to be just standing there. But you don't see that going on in Idaho. You don't see that going on in Wyoming, and you don't see that going on in South Dakota. So, I mean, I don't know what that means. Are we gonna be, you know, get into a civil war with the states? I don't know. And anybody jump in? I've said my rant now. I'm sorry. I don't understand. I mean, I understand what they want to do. They want to burn everything to the ground and have a new socialist revolution for socialism worldwide because Bill Gates wants it. So they all work for Gates and Soros.
It's an attack on small businesses in already struggling areas where they've contrived poverty. And they're really targeting, the independent business owners in every way, on every level.
The ones here that
are 3D and also online.
The ones here and all the restaurants here, how Santa Fe, New Mexico is like a tourist place and it attracts, the shops and the art and things. These people, all of them that are shut and lost their businesses, they're all voting they're all voting left for the left. I don't say Democrat because it's really the global left. They're all voting for the same people that took their businesses down. They're voting for them again, even though they're bankrupt. Now, I don't understand that. I don't understand. They say, well, you take your Trump out of here. I say, I'm an independent voter. I'll vote for, if Trump goes south on us, I'm not going to vote for someone that hurts us. I've been looking into this idea that Trump might be hanging out with Bill Gates, pushing the quantum dot vaccine. And if that's the case, that's a deal breaker with me. Now, everybody knows that. But nobody has given me definitive proof at this point. I mean, I've seen some YouTubes on it. I've seen some papers that he took the money away from the WHO and he gave it over to Gavi, which is Gates. And then if that's the case, I can't believe that Trump doesn't realize that Gates is the one that rolled him. He's the one that was the head of the spear for the COVID attack. He's the one that would benefit the most. He's the one that would make the most money. I can't believe that Trump isn't on to Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the sickest thing in the world, and its connection to Jeffrey Epstein and the whole rest of it. And these people, Govinda, they just keep going on and on and on and on and on. Above the law, above everything. We don't even have one arrest of those kind of people. Not one.
Time for people to go to jail.
You can't. Okay. Do you think there's any way in the world that anyone could arrest Gates in this world? I don't think so. You think there's any president that has anywhere near the power Gates has? I don't think so. Or Rothschild or any of those? I don't think so.
Well, like Govinda was saying, it's overkill. It's jump the shark. It's like too much what Gates has done. And I just pray that Trump knows, that
Operation Warp Speed.
What he's up against here.
We're getting those vaccines and more ventilators. I'm going, sir, your honor, Mr. President, the ventilators are killing people. Please, not enough with the ventilators. Cuomo in New
York.
Even
mainstream media knows that now.
Thousands of senior citizens that were younger than me were murdered in New York by Cuomo, who sits there, the big Nazi on the block. Not one word of credit. In fact, he might, replace Biden as the candidate. They're so happy with him. What kind of place is this? What kind of people are these? I'll tell you the kind. They're the kind that the Lord wiped out at Sodom and Gomorrah. They're the kind that basically need to be nuked off the face of the earth because they're useless. I agree with the globalists.
They're not only useless, I agree with the
idea of depopulation, but depopulation of people that hate God, yes. That hate their lives, yes. That want to overturn everything and overthrow things, yes. That want to steal and murder and rape and pillage, yes. I vote for them to be, eviscerated. Repent or be eviscerated. And I am not in favor of this guy's prophecy, even though it sounded very real to me. It's going around. It's got like 3 million views. His name is Dana Coverton, I think. Coverton, I think.
That was very interesting. Yeah, Zeph sent me that yesterday, and I watched it, and the guy...
Pretty chilling.
He's not trying to make any money or... He's just trying to, brace yourself, people. Brace yourself.
Because for November.
He had, in December, he had...
November will be hell.
Had, a very specific dream where it showed the months, and then it showed the events.
Right.
And that's all come to pass. Then he had another dream where it kind of went from where we are now up into December of this year. And pretty horrifying, kind of like, wow. I keep holding out hope on that wall that you've talked about, and that the wall that we get to break through, and then there's life after that. It's
we're gonna sail through the wall.
Certain reality.
They put a wall up. They put a wall up, but we sail through it. There you go, Vidna. That's what. See, that's why I didn't agree with him on the second half.
Yeah.
I don't agree that it's going to be just terrible forever.
Yeah.
So yeah, exactly. So here's the thing, right? So the kingdom is within. So here's what you got to do with all of these external stimuli, all these external things coming from outside of you. You know the truth within. And that's the thing that they keep trying to keep you away from. They keep trying to get you to look over here, look over there. Look to this person, look to that person, look to this expert, look to that expert. Hey, we've been doing this since 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right? Many years.
That was a nice year, too. 2015 was nice. I liked it.
I know. So, yeah.
This is not
the,
nice.
No, but the thing is that we with all of this stuff that's coming and all the things that you hear, you've got to take it and go with it. You've got to go with it and say also, too, because within who you are inside, what is it that you're being quickened to create? So here's another thing, too, is that this is, again, part of the whole thing.
I understand.
Stuff is brought to you so that you focus on it, so that you end up helping to manifest it by that which is within you. Does that make sense?
And
amen.
And just to add what Vinda said, and that's what we talked about, and that's what we've been talking about, guys, for a while. It's consciously for us. You know what? We want to change the narrative. We want, you know what? This will not happen. You know, like, this is not happening. And it's not just for us to stand up and speak, but consciously for us to think through that and to project that. Because you know what? Whoever that person is that says, okay, this is what's going to happen. You know, if we all consciously believe that it's not right, it won't happen. It will not happen.
Absolutely.
The only reason he has, Patrick, the only reason he has credibility because he has credibility because of the fact that he predicted all this stuff that's happening now to the T. And so then, you know, that's why he's being passed around because the second half, they're figuring, okay, the first half was so spot on. And he goes, I'm not here as a prophet or anything. These were dreams. Oh, it's yours.
Huh?
These are dreams I had.
Whoa.
Yeah, don't do that. These were dreams I had, and it's up to the viewer or the listener to make their mind up. If, you know, if anything, he was just saying, well, let this be a warning for you to prepare. Because, you know, if suddenly, you know.
Yeah, he got the word brace yourself.
Right. If you're
in both dreams, brace yourself.
If your banking's out the window and your job is gone and, you know, you need food and things like that to feed your family, you try to have as much as you can. You should be doing this anyway. Have some supplies on hand in case the thing goes off the cliff. Because, you know, the banks, that's another thing. The banks, many of them, I don't know if you all know this, but I watch the financial markets. The banks are almost completely insolvent. And so it's not a good place to be. You know, I'm still a fan of, you know, gold or junk silver, even for barter, bullets, whiskey, you know, things like that that would be valuable if you need a loaf of bread or, you know, you trade with people, and you were talking about an alternative economy. I mean, be prepared for that sort of thing. That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah, David Knight has been warning about that on his morning show on InfoWars. He's been very adamant about it because he's like, we're going to have an alternative industry society way to get forward.
We're getting a space here to prepare. Here's a little space before the election. Now, as we work up to the election, there's a bunch of scenarios. One, they don't want the election, so they're going to cause more rioting and destabilization. Two, we have the election, but whatever outcome it is, there's going to be fighting anyway. If it's Trump, you know, expect rioters going crazy. If it's Biden, you can expect that there'd be recalls and, you know, there's going to be a conflict no matter what.
You know what was kind of interesting? Yesterday I watched the interview with Chris Wallace interviewing President Trump at the White House. And, you know, Chris Wallace is a little weasel, But it seemed to me by the end of the interview that Trump had actually won Chris over to some extent. And it was interesting because Chris Wallace has always been anti-Trump.
Does anyone know the answer to that Gates thing and the Gavi, and Trump? Is Trump pushing the Gates vaccine?
I just have to hope that does anyone know? This is like a big trap.
I would like to know the answer.
I would too.
I have people on our YouTube feed. They tell me the answer. They say he's involved in it. So I'd like that.
But then Trump has said things over the years and recently that not everyone's going to want to have that vaccine. And it's like he won't mandate everyone has to wear a mask.
Yeah, but he's not helping me in New Mexico. I want him to come here and tell me I can be free. I want him to say to the governor, you do not have the right to lock those people down and make them wear masks. It's voluntary. The Constitution is not shredded. It has not been suspended. We have the right to walk around, to shop, to do whatever we want to do. Businesses have the right not to close. I want someone to come here and tell this governor that she is not allowed to do this to us.
Yesterday, Zeph was wearing a T-shirt that says, my governor is an idiot.
Oh, she's a complete...
I have one, too.
She's a complete, total, wicked, just, you know,
very Jezebelian.
Hateful, controlling, you know, conniving little bitch.
Well, maybe like our friend Rich, he said he woke up yesterday thinking Zeph should run for governor of New Mexico.
I should. You know, we had remember Gary Johnson?
Yeah.
I really miss him now. He was governor here. Remember that, Amelia? Were you around here back when Gary Johnson was around? Amelia? Do you remember him?
I have not been back home to New Mexico in so long.
Okay. Well, when you were just a little one, there was a guy named Gary Johnson who was here who wanted to legalize pot, okay? And he was a libertarian. He was not a Democrat or a Republican. And man, that's when I started coming to New Mexico. I started coming here to escape my situation in L.A. I started coming here for relief. And I found relief. And he was governor. And even when Bill Richardson was governor here, I had a great time. It was still a sanctuary for me here, you know. And the last one we had, Susana Martinez got all the film business going here, and so she was. People didn't like her.
Republican.
Yeah, because she was the wrong party. But this is a blue state.
She had a surplus. She made a surplus.
She had a surplus, but that's gone now. And so now we have this. But I just remember that Gary Johnson, he's actually running, I think, for Senate somewhere. I'm not quite sure, but I was like, I'd love to recruit him to come back here and be governor again, because he's like, you know, he's more like, let the government get off the people's backs. I don't think he would ever, you know, it's not like having McAfee, you know, but John McAfee, I mean, he's kind of a character, and I'm sure he's very sinful and awful and not a good role model, but he cracks me up when he's being pursued by the FBI and he's running for president on a libertarian ticket. And I just, like a guy like that being governor here, it would be so, but of course I'm just fantasizing and
you should be governor, Zeph.
If I were governor, here's what it would be. If I were governor, first thing I would do is this. I would abolish masks. I'd have a mask burning in front of the roundhouse.
Amen.
Right? I would open all the restaurants and all the businesses and say, if you think it's a big risk for you, I would make hydrochloroquine over the counter available to anyone. Plaquenil. It's called Plaquenil. I'd have anybody wants Plaquenil, there'd be dispensaries where you go get it, along with your washing your hands and all that. And if you don't want to go out, you can stay home. As far as schooling, I would encourage people to homeschool their kids.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't even have any rule about anything. You know, if they tried to burn down the roundhouse and start in with all that, then, you know, I'd call up Trump. I'd say, you can bring those stormtroopers here, you know, and we'll quell the rebellion. And as far as the Indians go,
I think he'd be a great guy.
The Navajo would love me. I'd say, let's get, you know, They still don't have free water. They don't have water at the tap.
Oh my gosh.
To be delivered. And she, the witch here, doesn't deliver the Navajo the water and the food. And she has actually put them all on martial law when she locked down Gallup, New Mexico. And so you'd be surprised. A lot of these Navajo, you think that they're all voting, blue. They do not. They do not like the governor.
Yeah.
And she plays games with the food and the water. But if they had running water, which they're supposed to have, but of course, white men speak with forked tongue, you know, and that's, you know, the horrible thing about being a Native American is you get a bad end of the deal, right? Unless you have a casino. But, I don't know. I'm just frustrated. I just feel this oppression. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I just feel like I want to kick the stall down. I want to kick down everything. I feel like I don't like being caged. I've been free for so long. And, mm-hmm. you know, I guess I took it for granted. A lot of times when I've had freedom, I've been depressed. I have all these black moods and I don't like it like my daughter has had. And, I have to keep fighting through those. I'm like, gosh, we're free. We got a beautiful place here. We got a lovely future. We got good friends. There's no reason to be depressed. You got the Lord. But I realize that it's an attack. You have to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And the last few days I've been in a terrible, terrible funk. I might as well, because I broke my ribs when I fell off this ladder. This is about like on July 4th. And it's a lot better now. I'm moving around, right?
Yeah, you're doing really well.
But it was really painful for a while. And that plus all this, it just really sent me into a tailspin. And my daughter's death. And I couldn't handle it. And then this bitch locking us down like some kind of a tyrant. My spirit was just... where do I go? I'm ready to sign up. Is there a...
He's been railing, like he wants to go to war.
Well, I ask God, give me a new body. You make me into like, give me some power, like some tanks and stuff.
Some nuclear bombs.
Give me some drones and some missiles. I'll tell you who to target. I mean, it's real clear the targets out there. If you just chop the head off the snake, folks.
Yeah,
realize how.
If we arrested Soros, Bill Gates, a few other billionaires, we'd be pretty safe.
Well, we mentioned those two, but there's a lot of others. There's probably about 1,000 other people. The head of BlackRock, for example, there's like three people that control about $120 trillion, meaning they control all the businesses. And one is called BlackRock.
Oh, yeah. John Rappaport did a really great report on
that. I've been looking into them. You can invest.
There's three men.
Right, they're investment banks,
mm-hmm.
and they control the world. Yeah. And these are the guys. They don't have names. You wouldn't even know who they are.
They have names, but they're not names you know.
But they're the ones that... brought the masks in, okay? They're the ones that are bringing compliance in. And they're the ones that make the Chick-fil-A guy get on his knees and start polishing a black man's shoes because he feels he's inherently racist being white. Which, by the way, you can have all those kind of games and play all those kind of games and have all the reparations and have all this other stuff going on and make it all about race. But I'll tell you something, it's not about race. It's about God versus Satan. It's about we're all the same race, the human race,
mm-hmm.
and we just have to be able to get along. I just don't, bringing up past things and using that as a basis to burn down cities is because people don't have what they want. And then when you ask them what they want, then it's like, well, it's not about, Antifa or Black Lives Matter. It's really we want communism is what they really end up saying.
Yeah,
and so all that those are just fronts and a ruse. And
everybody who wants communism should just move out of the United States.
This day and age,
somewhere communist.
With all the communication we've had, and all the people getting married, and all the relations between all the races, you'd think by now that we have gotten beyond it. But I guess they're just not going to let it happen. And I know.
Well, let's pray.
Of course, you know, if I were
had well,
pigment in my skin, I
wish
could say
they
that
would talk more about how slavery.
Yeah.
Targeting and slavery still exists today.
It sure does.
They're going to enslave us all if, you know.
We got to stand up to them.
We don't stand up and speak out.
Yep.
You know, Zeb, you asked the question when we were on just speaking amongst ourselves, who's really calling the shots and all of that. And I looked at this, and what I see is a spiritual war. All of these people that we can point to are simply pawns being moved around. We're dealing in the spirit at war with powers and principalities of evil. Those are where the shots are being called. They have communications technologies that are beyond what we can even imagine. They control these people. And that's a part of what this vaccine is, you see, is they want to put that same sort of mechanism into everybody so that they have what you used to call voice to skull. And so that they can control people.
Amen.
This whole thing is a spiritual war. And we are the warriors in this spiritual war. And we need to understand that we need to separate ourselves from all the bullshit that these guys are putting out and all of that. We have a place of rest within us.
Yeah.
We are children That's of right. the living God.
Amen.
He That's is right. within us. You know, you hear people argue back and forth. When the Sabbath is. The Sabbath is every day for me because I begin that day
every
at
day.
Rest
yeah, me
within
too.
Christ. Christ is my Sabbath.
Yeah.
Christ is my Sabbath.
Amen.
Day. He is also my strength and my power
Amen.
And my will.
Amen.
So I don't
Amen.
Pay attention to most of the news and what's going on. I don't care. I don't let it get it aggravated because I know who is in control. I know
Amen.
That.
Amen.
I know. That this is going to end exactly the way God has designed it to end. And I can see the panic on the other side. This is why they're trying to be so obvious. What they want to do is stir up a war.
Yeah.
They've been trying to do this for years. That's why they started keeping records differentiating American citizens into Black Americans, Native Americans, Hispanic Americans, because they wanted to divide us up. So that they could set us against each other. This has been coming for years. But the thing is, if you're one in the spirit with the living God, you're beyond all of this. All of this doesn't matter. It's foolishness.
I can
understand.
You can
look at it and you can see it.
Charles,
feel sympathy. But the thing is, it's all in the spirit. That's where our warfare is. Yeah. That's where our difference we make. That's why 2020 has been so powerful. That's part of the reason they're pulling all of this, because the kingdom of God declared war on them.
Right, right. And, you know, they're about
2020 and other groups like
that. They're being exposed. Think about what's being exposed right now. We were nowhere near this in 2015. What's being exposed right now is the fact that they're not just dealing in sex with children, but murder of children for fun. And, if you know, as a part of their culture. And that's an adrenochrome and all that. That's actually coming out into mainstream news now. That it's gone beyond pedophilia. They thought we'll legalize pedophilia, then that'll quell it. We can have kiddie porn and traffic children for sex, and we won't get in trouble. No, because the bigger issue is now on the table. And I don't think any of them thought they would ever be busted as child murderers. Did you? And that's how people look at them.
They're
now.
Looking kind of nervous these days. They're
people,
kind of freaking out.
Well, I mean, if any of these people ever actually did go to jail, they would be, you know, they would be gutted like a pig. You know? I mean, the people in prison, there's a prison justice. They would not put up with people that hurt children, not for 1 second. And I'm just like, I think that's what the real issue is. But, I mean, race seems to be something that would have been big in the 60s, it just seems that by now, with all the communication we've had, I mean, all of us have friends of all colors. You know, and ages. I mean, age is even worse discrimination with age. You guys don't know that yet. Charles and I know something about that, right? Well, maybe not Charles, because you have such a young spirit.
Yes. Oh, I love your mask, Charles.
I'm kind of I'm actually sort of grumpy, you know. So
thank you.
Yeah, that was really good. He's got the hi-ho silver mask.
Yeah, no, he's got the he's a Lone Ranger.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's got the Lone Ranger mask, and it's like, well, technically that is a mask.
Yeah.
I
still have not worn a mask, not even one time.
I wear a little cloth thing, but it's a joke. It's actually for people that bicycle or fish. It's called a gate. It goes on your neck, and it cools you off, you know, and keeps dust out of your mouth. You know what I mean?
I've got something like that.
I've had those over the years.
It was worn for... you wear it to cover the back of your neck when you're out working, you know, in the sun.
You can wet it.
Get the sun burned. It's real thin.
Real thin.
I just turn it around.
Well, the one I have is like, it's the same dimension all the way around. It's just like a tube kind of thing that goes over around your neck, and then you pull it up over your ears and nose, and it's no interruption in breathing, very comfortable, great breathing. No issue at all. And some of them today, they're making them into like having skulls on them, you know, having an American flag on them, having Trump 2020 on them. They're making them into like billboards, but they're not masks. They've been around a long time. You find them in the fish. Like if you guys want to look for these, you find them in the fishing section of say Walmart, you know, where there's fishing or bicycling. And it's just like another thing that because a lot of times when people are doing these activities, especially like bicycling, you know, and competition and stuff, you know, you do get dust down your throat. Things can go into your mouth and your nose and eyes. So they tend to want to, you know, that's what protects you. But they have to be so you can breathe. Otherwise, the bicyclist would be, you know, passed out on the ground, you know.
Yeah, they're very thin. They're very...
Well, they're very good, and they, you know, people...
I just can't even bring myself to even acquiesce one little bit.
Well, the only reason I play, you know, I'm kind of playing a game because that mask won't do anything for anybody. I mean, that's just like breathing normally.
I guess it's good that you are playing the game because otherwise...
We wouldn't have any food.
We wouldn't have any groceries because I won't go in.
The mark of the beast, so...
I won't go in. If they make me wear a mask, I won't go in.
I've already decided not to fly again, so that's cool. I don't care. And you know it's okay, you know.
If we could charter it, we could charter a plane.
I'm not going to charter any plane. I'm going to, you know, I don't need to go through this kind of stuff. I'm just going to live in my bubble and pretend I'm not here.
What do you think about the president's executive order on Hong Kong normalization? Have you looked into that at all?
That people have, June 14th. Are they affiliated with Hong Kong? Are they affiliated with China or the United States? They can't be both.
Some are saying that it's basically a declaration of war, and it does give the U.S. and the president powers of actually, you know,
we're already
cutting off anybody who wants to be with China.
Well, the virus hasn't been avenged yet. Yeah. And so that I expect there will be.
I think this is a kind of a declaration.
I expect there will be war with China, and I pretty much have predicted that. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing or a good thing. I'm just saying that when someone attacks you with the and destroys your economy and everything else, we went to World War II for less with the Japanese and even the Germans, less than what happened to us.
Yeah,
what happened to us was like being nuked. Okay, in terms of the economy,
stealth-nuked,
and in terms of how much money they took away, how many jobs they took away, there's ample reason to attack China, and I actually think it would be it's inevitable, because if we don't address China, if we say, well, we'll take one for the team and eat it, I won't be in support of that.
Yeah,
No.
The consensus over at InfoWars is that it's a declaration of war.
Well, my opinion,
I read it. It's pretty strong. It's very strong.
Look, China needs to be held accountable for what it did. And I'm, you know, it's either going to be extreme sanctions.
President Trump is not even talking to Xi anymore.
But he may not be there in the future. There may be another present, another situation. And if there's like a puppet Biden type of thing, that means the Democrats are running it, fine. But are they going to lay down for China and say, you can nuke us anytime you like? And this bad thing of war with China never came to pass because we're all being Christians and we don't want war? No, when someone does something like that, there has to be some acknowledge. We never have even acknowledged 9/11 yet. We didn't acknowledge the cheating in the 2018 midterms. There's a lot of trauma.
They're having an outbreak of the bubonic plague now.
Where?
In China, in their resorts. They had to shut down 3 resorts.
Well, that's really
because
bad.
Because there was an outbreak of the bubonic plague.
Right. That's
We're not
really
getting
bad.
A lot of the news. It's absolute chaos over there. I heard that there's floods.
Yeah.
They still have a problem with the locusts. And that the civilians have to petition the Chinese government just to withdraw money from their own bank accounts. That's what I've heard.
Right. So it's good to be prepared. I'm just saying, you know, they did I know this is the end of a presidential cycle. And like I say, if the election were held today, I think that because it's so corrupt, I'm pretty sure that, well, I don't know what's going to happen, okay? I don't know. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure that it doesn't matter. If Trump's in there, then there's all this chaos and anger and fighting and war. And then
if it's just Trump, that's the problem. And it's the orange man. Why is India also having an issue with China at their borders? So is Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. They're about ready. And, you know, I mentioned it before. I mean, I think they should be quarantined by the world leaders until they comply with, you know, shutting down the bioweapons facilities there. I mean, or something. I don't know what, you know, but, it's really weird situation.
A peaceful solution with China would be reparations for the damage that they caused intentionally to us and the rest of the world.
Let's just wipe out all of our debt to them.
but there has to be there could be peaceful negotiation, but they're not used to doing this. They would have to fork over something. And so that's the problem. They say, well, if you try to insist that we had something to do with the coronavirus and try to blame us, we'll go ahead and attack, you know, Taiwan. And so, all right. So now here we are in that again. And that's kind of where we are now. So, you know, I don't have any particular outcome in my mind. I just watch geopolitics and I look at, it's like an open wound we have that we were attacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't have
I'm
nation.
I'm glad that President Trump is framing it like that.
But the nation is still sick mentally.
Everybody's mad at him for that, but I'm glad he sticks with that.
He's the most hated man and the most revered both.
Orange
man time.
Bad.
Yeah, he's very hated, but
Orange man.
Orange man bad. Orange man bad.
Orange man bad.
Look, it's like a circus.
I mean, they're also having a problem. I think what is it in Australia as well? They're all their governments are being infiltrated from within because to me it stinks to high heaven of the CIA op tactics.
And the DC mayor, Bowser? She partners with the Chinese Communist Party. Grants access to top federal building.
So if they put
and the school and the scholastic.
So if they stick Biden in the presidency, you would have a love affair with China. It would be kind of like this, like a really abused relationship with the one person being abused. You say, "Oh, please hurt me by giving me more COVID. Oh, please steal all the intellectual secrets and all the movies and steal all the scientific breakthroughs." Oh,
well,
that feels so good. Oh, thank you, China. Thank you for abusing me, because we never acknowledge anything that ever happened. We're just going to forget about it in the morning like nothing ever happened, and then we're going to go on in our little shattered lives.
The
I mean, if it was like the censorship on Facebook coincided with the COVID-19, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, well, that's
definitely
another Chi-Com operative.
Yeah, the Chinese Communist mm-hmm. Party, they have infiltrated our country very, very heavily, very heavily. Infiltrated the education, infiltrated the Hollywood, the whole propaganda machine. They're really here. They're really here, and they want to take over. And you know, thank God we have President Trump who recognizes this.
Trish, an election comes up in basically 100 days. So we're at the end.
Let's pray, you guys. Let's pray.
I'm. You know, I don't know the answer because if he's pushing the vaccines and Biden's pushing the vaccines,
he better not.
Maybe
be.
We're just screwed, and that's the end of it. I think this country is too overrun with corruption. If you want to pray something, then pray that the corrupt people here get thrown out. I mean, you know, or something. I mean, we can't just go on like this.
The children and the families and the people, we can't sustain this level of corruption. It's just, it's at the children's expense and our future.
Yeah, not just them, but I mean, this whole abortion mill thing, it's all cranked up to have the latest term possible. There are bills out there now that they want to be able to kill the baby after it's been taken out of the womb so they can get a better harvesting of the organs. And, you know, that's part of our mission too with 20 on 20 is that baby, the organ harvesting. And, I feel overwhelmed. I just feel like there's so much evil, and I just want the Lord to stop it. I want God to put his hand on the earth and just for like even a 2-week breather, just stop it, please. And let's have, you know, some peace for just a minute. You know, I know we have peace within. I know there's peace in that space with the Lord. And that works while I'm in my room, sealed up in my room. And the minute I leave and I see what's happening with people and what's happening out there, then I'm, you know, I try so hard to not get bummed out, but I, little by little, like a chisel, a chiseling away at me, it just chisels away until by the time we get in the afternoon of any given day, I'm running home looking for shelter, wanting to bury myself under some pillows and just sleep forever. You know, I mean, I understand I'm going through a depression or whatever. I need to get over that. But, you know, it's just been, you know, I don't know how people cope with it. I cope with it by being honest about it, you know, just by blurting out what I think. But a lot of people are being silent or suffering silently. They feel the same way, but they feel overwhelmed. They don't know what to do. They may love the Lord and they pray all day long, every day. And they got their eyes on the Lord and the scriptures, and that probably keeps them sane. It keeps me sane, but you know, but still, there's that feeling of being pushed down, you know, pushed down, and having no say in anything. And I know part of that is what they want. They want us to feel, you know, learned helplessness, so that we comply.
Don't comply.
I'm not, but everywhere you go, they got COVID-19 advertising and wear a face mask or else.
Yeah, the flashing signs on the freeway.
And then I'm thinking about the businesses here.
Social distance.
That have been destroyed.
Your face mask.
All the businesses, all the small businesses, the moms and the pops, the bars, the restaurants, we used to go to.
Everybody get your sheaths for your phones quickly.
Right.
Everybody get their sheaths. Yeah. I just ordered a couple.
They're about to release the contact tracers, too.
Yeah, the contact tracers.
They're coming.
You know, tell your friends you don't want to be on their contact
coming.
List.
Right. They trace you through your phone.
So. I played that song, Death to the New World Order.
All right.
On the prayer show tonight.
Oh, cool. Well,
Govinda,
Death to the New World
Govinda, Order. I love your... a word about that we are the creators.
Yeah.
And that we're supposed to be creating now. Mm-hmm. So I'm holding on to that one.
Yeah. And this is important. And then the reason
the reason that this is important is because you've got to understand why the enemy focuses so hard to get control of the mind, right? And to get the control of your mind. Think about in your life, everything that you've ever created, it started as a thought in your mind, and then you went and created it, good or bad.
Yeah.
Right? You want Zeph, you made a movie.
I'm trying
you made a movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I tried to finish it now, but yeah, I've got to keep that in mind. But it's the enemy's always trying to chisel away all the good stuff.
Well, that's of course. But these are just you know, you fell in love with Trish. You know,
I did.
It began with the,
I remember.
There was a you know,
1992, Govinda. 1992. Summer. It was the summer of 92.
Violet. There we go. Okay. So Violet and John. It began with an orphanage, and now they're feeding.
Amen.
They're feeding tons of people in Pakistan. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So these are simple examples.
I hate
and
the,
we
the
see the manifestation 20 on 20.
Heartbreaking.
Began with something within, and then it began to manifest externally. So now what is the enemy trying to do? They know that. See, we have that within us. The enemy doesn't have that. And this is very important to understand. The enemy cannot create. The only thing the enemy can do is redirect if he can get access. And so he needs to get us to, of our free will, give access. And then after the access is there, for us to be the ones to create the hell that he wants. Look, if everybody stopped tomorrow, if everybody said tomorrow, you know, we're not doing this, it stops.
I know.
If like, everybody stopped tomorrow and said, you know what, we're not doing this, the whole thing stops. It ends.
Yeah.
So we've got to understand that there are ways that this whole thing can be turned off. Now, do they have some other bioweapons and some nasty things in store that they're going to release, some things that can eliminate 30% of the population? Of course they do. They've got all types of terrible, horrible things locked up in different vaults in different places. All that's there. And then there's a bunch of other stuff that's even worse. And an asteroid can come and hit us from the stars.
Yeah,
and, you know, the sun, solar flares can rise up and fry everybody on one surface of the earth. And there's so many other things that can come and happen, you know. Or at the same time, you know, we can also understand that we are created beings here in the image and the likeness of the living God, and we can create. And so what is it that we're going to create? So as we've done this even every month for 20 minutes.
Technically, we're above.
We've created something.
We're above Satan. If you think about it.
Not technically, we are.
Right, we're
it's
above.
It's not as technical. It's not technical.
I'm just saying,
we're,
if you
we're above.
Look at it legally. Like, okay, he's a created being whose function is to destroy humanity, and God programs him to do that. You know what I mean? That's like the DNA of Satan. Also, Satan is not of human origin. Satan is from more of a reptile than a human, more of a serpent. But anyway, the point being is that he can never be human. And, you know, and we are also, our destiny is to be the tabernacle human being of the Most High God, not just the kingdom is within, but the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies within us. You know, as we are glorified, he is glorified, right? And so we are one with the living God. And Satan is forever, you know, the man of perdition, you know, the lost evil one who had rebelled and lost.
Out of the loop.
Who had been kicked out to the outer darkness and been given dominion over this little globe here as a kind of a Jobian test of humans to see how much we would take if we would still be true to the Lord after all this. And I'm very happy to say all of us here in this panel, after these things that have come to pass, which is a pretty good little test, we certainly do not curse God. We are even all the more on fire for God as a result. You know, it is scary.
I think
I don't know what you would do without God. I mean, if you're scared. Where are you going to go to your wife
actually,
and say, please help me? You know, where are you going to go? The dog? You know,
well,
the wife? Your mother, your father? Only the Lord can comfort us. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. Things are being revealed. And as they're being revealed, one thing that's being revealed, too, is who we are. You know, we've not done that as well. You know, one of the challenges that we have is we keep looking for something external to fix something. He said somebody should do something. Somebody should do something. We're somebody. That's
yeah,
what we're, when we get together and when
they're trying
Violent
to,
and
China, I know,
somebody should beat Pakistan. They're doing it.
Okay.
You know, like,
right, we're
somebody
changes.
Should challenge. So
We can change
as we engage, and here's the thing, too.
Yeah.
Where's your? I'm just speaking now to every person listening to
Amen.
Everybody in the chat room. Everybody, this after this thing goes up and out. When you have the ability to create anything and everything through you because you are one in the. You're a fractal of the Creator. You are made in His image and His likeness. You're one with Him in Christ Jesus. You're one with Him,
Amen.
Right? He showed us the way. Okay, so now we're one with Him. So if we're there, then what is it that we want to create? Now, the enemy says, oh, well, you've got that creative ability in you. Here's what I want you to create. I want your focus to be on end time scenarios and all these other things, and I want you to create hell. So that's what he's trying to do through us is to try to create hell. But what we need to be doing is saying, you know what? No.
No.
What we're going to create is the solutions. So let's create the solutions.
Let's create the
kingdom.
Right. The thing that the enemy hates is when we have strong faith, you know, and we're really so confident in our faith that we just have no worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I think, what Patrick was alluding to earlier today. And, sorry I went negative on you, Pat. But, you know, I've been struggling with this, my anger here. And anger, you know what anger does? It brings you down into that worry and doubt area. You know, to where you gotta get, like the Bible says very clearly, don't let the sun go down on that anger. You'll,
mm-hmm.
you'll clear that anger by the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's okay to be righteously angry over social issues.
Yeah,
and, go ahead, Pat.
Exactly right, because that's what the enemy wants you to create. He wants you to create a place of anger, so you're depressed and everything else. Instead of being, no, you know what? I'm in a place of peace. I'm in a place of strength. I'm in a place of victory, and that's what Lorena talks about. We create that. Let's put the movement forward to our consciousness, to the prayer that we're going to pray.
I love it.
For it. So then,
Amen.
None of these things are going to happen. But truly, at the end of the day, and that's one thing that I got to say, I clearly said that over 15 years ago, I understood right away, the kingdom is within. So if the kingdom is within,
Yay.
You are created.
That's right. I love that.
And that's what a message.
I think, you know, that statement that, you know, that Jesus made the kingdom is within, that preaching word, because you can preach a whole, you know, weeks on just that. I think that's one of the things that got him killed. I think it's one of the things that got them really, you know, upset. Because if you know the kingdom's within you, and you really know it, I mean, we really do know it at the end of the day, don't we? When everyone has left us and we're alone with all our crap, and then we just kind of reach out to God and he sort of heals us, you know. We know that the kingdom is within, that God is close. He's close by. And then we get mad at ourselves for having doubt.
And mostly,
yes.
And mostly, that's why when they talk, when you know, I mean, they talk about the vaccine and this and
yeah.
that, that's what they're trying to take. They try to take away our ability to start creating, to start thinking, to start putting things in consciousness. So it does happen. Ultimately, you think that people really care about the coronavirus? Well, those people really care about the coronavirus. They don't. What they want is your mind.
Yeah.
Because
right.
because you are
That's the same thing with race. The race war they're trying to start. They want us at each other's throats, and it's like, you know, based on, you know, skin, you know, or appearance. And it also goes the other way with age. There's an age thing where if you're over a certain age, they don't even talk to you. You know what I mean? That you don't even exist. I mean, there's that, too. You know, these different divisions with color, age, you know, what you do, for example. Yeah, I've got a word that I think is really very positive that's coming. This has been coming for a while. I want to share this with people. I want to see what you people think. You people, our people, my people. Anyway, so it's that we are going to be able to, I've been sensing this for some time now, we are going to be able to get together more than we've been isolated, a lot of us. You know, and I'm just seeing, like, gatherings, you know, like for one gathering I see under, like, a tree in a park, and guy's got an acoustic guitar singing praise and worship to the Lord and praying and, you know, those kind of meetings, those kind of, like, on the run. And also in certain churches, I believe, are, you know, emerging right now that are free of the kind of corruption, of bait and switch corruption. And there'll be more and more places for a community to gather. Mm. Are you all sensing that? Because I'm seeing that really clearly, that's I'm not saying, you know, I know we can all be duped. I know that sometimes they have like a revival thing down at the beach and it's all nice and it might, you know, be baptism and it might not be right. You know, you always have to be on the lookout for wolves in sheep's clothing. But I think now more than this is the time of Elijah. You know, this is the time where Elijah comes to tell us, to warn us about everything, and warn us about the wrath of God and that, you know, the Lord is coming. Right? Elijah's going to be pre-announcing the Lord. And part of that is to open up places of worship, because the Lord loves, you know, let's face it, if you do worship and collective prayer together, as we do here, even online, the Lord loves it. You know, the more the merrier, right? Especially when you get the power of the Holy Spirit going with one group of people. And we all miss that, but we've had to go without it because of the corruption in the churches and the fact that, you know, many of these churches don't tolerate people that are not going to conform to the will of the satanic world. And we know that. I mean, it's an old problem. But I feel that those people that have had a grip on it, those infiltrators and stuff, those Freemasonry infiltrated, a lot of Luciferians infiltrated, get control of these churches. I feel like there's opportunities for worship and fellowship now that there haven't been before. I'm not saying it's a panacea where everything is great. I'm just saying that look for those, you know, if that's how you feel. I personally love to get together with people and actually physically hold hands and pray. I don't know anybody else, but it's especially when it's spontaneous or, like, you know, hanging out in a park and singing songs to the Lord. I mean, I sort of miss all that. But then again, it was because there was some sort of mandate in this country to make people compliant to the state, which is Lucifer, but then be, you know, then tell them they're free in Christ, and rather than having to make a decision between the two. And, you know, that's been the reason we've been kept out of churches, because we're choosing Christ alone. And not to conform to their, you know, their stupidity. And that's going to end. I think that's a precursor of the Lord's return, too. That there, it's almost like Elijah returns, the spirit of Elijah returns into these churches and throws the corrupt pastors out. And then a righteous pastor takes hold. Here and there. Not across the board. But I've been yep, having this word for a long time, but not a long time, but like last, I'd say about, well, the last, when I say a long time, I mean some months.
And they shall turn the hearts of their people to their God.
Exactly that, Corita, exactly, because that's the word that you get us, it's what you've been called by the Lord to consciously put out there, to create. That's exactly what we talked about.
Yeah, I'm sure that I can see that. It's a healing. It's like a healing of these. It takes a time like this that we're in now for this healing of the church. Isn't that funny? That's always the way it seems to work. And it's not a healing across the board. It's just going to be, you know, there'll be people, some of you guys out there that feel so lonely and you've really been walking alone, and you might find opportunities for fellowship and ministry that are going on, you know, not, you know, feeding the poor and taking care of people and, you know, worshiping and, you know, having more of a life rather than being isolated. And I understand the isolation. I've been isolated for a long time just because of the fact that I was not going to play their games. You know, I was there to worship God and him alone, you know, and apparently that's been a problem in America. Well, America's being shaken right now. Everything that can be shaken is being shaken. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people that thought they had a cushy little job getting $200,000 a year, and don't laugh, that's what they get, or more, for these pastors, well, they can take a hike. Those people need now answers, and they want to have real worship, and they don't want to have duplicity, and they don't want to have double-mindedness. They want to have one thing, the Lord, period. And, Jesus plus nothing. I know, you know, Jesus alone, and him alone do I worship, and they have that strength. And so what happens in these, when you get together with people in fellowship, and when God provides that opportunity, is it just overwhelms you with power and strength, you know what I mean? It may be difficult to get on your own or just alone. And people say, well, Zeph, do you know any good churches to go to? You know, they were always asking me over the years. And I say, you know, it's a moving environment. Sometimes there'll be a church you can go to for a while, but then it gets overrun with corruption. And, you know, it's just a very dicey thing. I can't really recommend any. But now I'm being led to say, because of this Elijah factor, which I'll just call it the Elijah factor, there's going to be more opportunities around the world, around the whole world, not just here, but in the whole world, to the people just want the Lord and they're just pure-hearted about it. And you're going to find those people. And it's going to be, you know, it won't soothe you from the horrors of the world, but it will give you a whole, you know, it will provide more opportunity to love, to live, to be what you were meant to be. And of course, you know, we're all walking it out of here. We're all on our way home. And home is total expansion. You know, it's complete expanse aware. That's like what I called the site here temporarily. They were threatening to throw me off the YouTube, so I had to scramble around and, you know, I'm not sure how much longer I'll last because, you know, it really doesn't matter what I've said. It's not really what you say. It's who you are, right? Is the reason they throw you off. And so but I haven't, you know, I tried to get kicked off Facebook yesterday, and I finally just left because I was getting too angry. So that's not a good place to be if you get angry. But they did flag me. I said that people here, Americans, are pretty dumb. And they said, that violates our hate speech. And so don't ever say that again, or we're going to cancel your, you know, kick you out. So I put it like in all caps, that very thing that I said on someone's comment, you know, that was posted. I put it in all caps, and I waited. I'm like, okay, I'm ready to be kicked out. Okay, I'm ready for you to kick me out. Okay, I'm waiting. and nothing happened. So I'm like, this is bogus. This is, you know, this is just, they're just screwing with your head, you know. And it's some kind of cyber, you know, it's like some kind of like hypnotic, you know, mental torture session. So while you're trying to interact with friends on Facebook, and some people have tried to make Facebook into a worship thing where like they'll have a guitar or something and play some music to Jesus live and have some people gathering around and watching, but it's never really okay. It never really rises to that level, you know, and it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just, it's something blocking. Maybe it's just me. Shall we pray, folks?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Govinda, why don't
okay.
you kick it
all
over?
Right. Let's do this. Okay. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful this day. We're grateful for this moment that we can all come before you, this present moment, this gift that's been given by you, that we can come before you, boldly before the throne of grace, before our Creator, and bring which you've revealed within us, and we can come together as a group and petition our Creator and bring this before you and ask. And right now, we bring something before you that we've been petitioning you about for these last 5 years, Father. And this is specifically in line with the issue of human trafficking, the issue of modern-day slavery upon the earth, whether it's the issues of the sex trafficking or the labor trafficking, or the illegal adoption, or the unsafe migration, or the child soldiers, or the organ harvesting that takes place around this world, or just the buying and the selling of the souls of men and women all over this place, all the different types of things that happen on this planet that are destructive to that which you've created to be free, and that which you've created to be in your image and your likeness. Father, we ask right now, in Jesus' name, that you would intervene and that you would end these slave systems, end the source of them, end the agents of them, end those that are participating in it. Stop these things, break them up, block them, shatter them, restore life and truth, and restore your people and your creation to what we were always destined to be. We ask you that you would just intervene in the affairs of mankind in an incredible, miraculous way. We know that you have people working on these things all over the world, but we pray and we ask that these efforts would not just fall to the ground in any way, shape, or form, but they would all come to fruition in an amazing and a beautiful time. We've continued to ask that during this year 2020, that this would be the year that all of these things will change. And so we look to you, our Creator, to engage in the affairs of mankind and to end that which is against your plan and purpose. For this reason, the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. And we continue to ask for your kingdom to come, for your will to be done upon the earth, for this light that you are bringing in and this truth that is there, that it would shine bright, and it would shine bright in and through every person that's listening this day, that all of us would let that light shine and that it would shine out bright, that you would quicken every single person listening this day to create in line with that which you reveal within each and every one of us. Yeah. Because the kingdom is within, and each and every one of us has the kingdom within, and the enemy knows that, and the enemy tries to stop and stifle that. We cancel all of these stopping and stiflings of the enemy right now. We cancel all the negative double talk and double speak in people's minds and against their beings. We stop all of this falsehood and false information and destructive programs that are out there that try to stop and thwart your people. And instead, we affirm in the truth and the reality of who we are in you, Father. And we affirm that this day. We affirm our ability to create in line with your plans and your purpose. And we move forward in that as we move forward in our expectation of the end of human trafficking and your establishing of your systems and your kingdom come, your will be done. In Jesus' name, make it so.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. I thank you for leading us into this time of prayer, because this is the most important time. And I pray, Father, that, Lord, you will cast out fear. You will cast out fear out of everybody on this panel. You will cast out fear out of whoever is listening to this podcast now in the week, year and 10 years, we pass out fear. Because, Lord, we walk in power and we walk in strength with you. Father God, I just pray within who we are, Lord, that you will reveal who we are. You will release your power within us because it's already within us, Lord. It's already within us. Father God, I pray that just as I'm going to go in that prayer, Lord, that, Lord, we will put forth, Father God, the things that you want us to create, the revelation, Father God, we put forth, Father God, as we lay hands on people, that people will be healed, Father God, that Lord, we will cast that demon as we lay hands on people, Father God, because the kingdom is within us, Father God, it is within us. Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I pray for everything that's going on, Lord, everything that that the enemy is trying to do in the darkness will shine and we will see what's going on. But Lord, if you will shine your light upon that, you will shine a light on human trafficking, because that's one of the number one things going on out there, Lord. Lord, it's human trafficking. And Lord, as we're coming to closer, man, to you, to this year, Lord, I pray that, Lord, you would move in that area, Lord, move, and people that are involved in it, they will be found out, and prosecuted for that, Lord, Father God, because it is illegal. Lord, I thank you for what you have given us, Lord, and Lord, we thank you for everything you're doing. We thank you for what you have done. And we pray all these things. I pray all these things in your name, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for this day, for another glorious day that you have given to us, and another time when we can come together as friends, as children of the living God, as brethren. These times are so important, my Father, especially as what's going on in the world today. We come against the child slavery, Father. We come against the source of their power, this human slavery that binds people to this evil in the world. We come against all of this, my Father, all the slavery, all that Govinda mentioned, the child sexual abuse, the enforced migrations, the children soldiers, all of this, my Father, this evil that has so perplexed and destroyed the world that we see around us. Oh, my Father, it is time. It is beyond time, my Father. We pray that you would move this day, my Father, and end this system of tyranny, end this system of slavery, end this system of evil. Oh, my Father, reach out today and wake your people. When your people come awake, this will disappear because we are the driving force behind your creation. You created this world for your children. And we, as your children, my Father, come to you now and beseech you humbly to end this evil. End this evil now, my Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Are we still on the air? Okay, is anyone there?
Yes, hi. Oh, I had it on mute.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay, well,
can you hear me?
Yeah, let's Violet and John there. Violet?
I was praying.
I think Violet's off. Go ahead, Amelia. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
Father God, I would just like to pray for all of the 20 on 20 prayer warriors and the children and families worldwide, that they are protected and have all their needs met, Father God, and to place a shield of faith over their minds from all of the gaslighting and warfare and the end time mind control. And Father God, I just want to pray that no weapon that the enemy forms against us shall prosper, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And
amen.
I just want to say that, you know, we only fear you, Father God, and faith is fearless. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all together
Jesus
today.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We ask for your blessing upon the world. Please, Lord, in these times of the evil is encroaching, we ask, Lord, for protection for all of your people. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would stop and expose and bring out to the light the evil systems that perpetrate this human trafficking and slavery throughout the world. We have made great strides in bringing awareness of this evil to the regular people that maybe didn't think of it before, didn't think that it was real, that it even happened. Lord, I pray, Lord, that there will be justice. We have right now a fairly large perpetrator of the pedophile human trafficking in jail. Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's buddy. And Lord, if it be thy will, I pray that some of the people, and maybe all of the people that have exploited these children in the sex abuse, they will be named, they will be brought to justice, that there will be an opening of awareness about this, that the people that are high and mighty and above the law will no longer be high and mighty and above the law, and that there will be justice, there will be arrest, there will be justice. And Lord, not only in the realm of the child abuse and sex trafficking, but also in the lawlessness and the cheating and the horrible, horrible crimes that have gone swept under the rug. Lord, I ask that you will bring justice to these matters here in the United States and throughout the world. So, Father, I just thank you for bringing us together today, and I want to see justice.
Yes.
Lord, if it be thy will, we want justice. We don't want to be swept under by this plandemic. Lord, we ask you break the spell and reveal the truth about this plandemic that's now swept the entire world and has hurt so many people. It has caused so much trouble in so many lands. Lord, we ask you to clear this up. Clear this up and make it as if it never was a problem. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for bringing us together once again. And it's amazing from month to month all the changes that we've seen go on, and all these spontaneous changes and changes the enemy has brought about. And you know, we've gone into a tempestuous time brought about by the enemy. I just pray for those who are above the law right now to be brought to justice. Mm. And that all these people that have been pulling the strings of America and all the other countries in the world would be brought to justice and pay for their crimes, but they would stop. Lord, please stop them from being above the law. Mm-hmm. Stop them from being elite. Stop them from having this privilege. That's the real corrupt privilege right there of these elites. And they just have to be brought under the control of whatever country they're citizens of, just like anyone else, equal justice under the law, Father. I pray for that more than anything, because these are the abusers. They abuse humanity, they abuse children, they abuse each other, they abuse everything that they can touch. Lord, please remove them from the stage. Remove them from power. remove them from any influence. Remove them, and Lord, I thank you for exposing them.
Yes, Lord.
That all over social media and all over the internet now, the real truth about these monsters is coming out. But Lord, we need it much more saturated within the world. Also, Lord, I pray the evil media, the liars, will have all their mouths muzzled, that they will no longer be able to influence the public, no longer be able to mind control people, and to take control of people's minds. We pray that they all be silenced. We pray that everything be silenced. We pray for your return, Lord, for your return in every way, in the Holy Spirit, in influence, in stature, in prominence, and in preeminence, that you would be leading us, Lord, and not these jerks and not these unqualified people that are just perverts, that they would be removed and that you would take their place, Lord, in the hearts and minds of people everywhere. Lord, we pray for revival. You've been showing me a revival. You've been showing me revival, and it's really going on. It's not being publicized, not even in Christian magazines or anywhere online. It's just going on anyway. Lord, this grassroots, this serious grassroots revival, this vival, this coming to life of the truth, Lord, I ask that you reveal yourself as the way, the truth, and the life, and what that mystery means for all people, what it means to be eternal rather than dust to dust, what it means to be an eternal being. Lord, that you are the author of life. You are the living water. You are the Alpha and the Omega. And I ask you to bring us into your mystery and into your comfort and into your peace. And I also pray for peace. I pray that all this violence and riots and lawlessness and mayhem be quelled by your hand, Lord, so that we would say the victory belongs to you, Lord. We couldn't quell it, but then your hand came and it quelled the violence, and it quelled the chaos, and it quelled the hurt in other countries due to the lockdown, and it quelled all these plans of the enemy to lock down, to torture us, to all these things were reversed. Lord, I also pray for justice. I pray for justice for everyone. I pray for justice between countries of the United States and China and any other conflict therein, with the two ways of life, the satanic government of Marxism and the godly government of you, Lord, the Judeo-Christian way. I just pray, though, Lord, that the godly people will be given the chance to straighten out these wrongs. And I pray for some kind of peaceful solution between China and the United States before it goes to a nuclear war, Lord. I pray for some kind of understanding, or I pray that the Communist Party, wherever it's found, the godlessness of them is eradicated from the face of the earth, because they're evil, because they hurt people, because they hurt their own people. And Lord, we want justice, we want peace, we want love, we want goodness, we want to raise our children with the knowledge of you. Lord, I also pray for the eradication of these evil teachers in our schools that teach that you're bad because of the color of your skin or where you came from or what country you're in. Lord, I pray that you replace them with the teaching of the truth rather than all the lies they spew every day to our children.
Yes.
Lord, this is nothing less than child abuse.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that the abusers are bound everywhere they are, whether they be teachers, whether they be influencers, whether they're on the internet, whether they be like Ghislaine Maxwell and all these other people. These abusers need to be brought to justice and brought low. I pray you bring them low with your hand. You bring them low so that they would be our footstool. They would not be leaders ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, they should never have been leaders, but because of our decadence, because we needed to repent. And so I ask, would you accept our repentance, Lord? We repent. We repent. We repent. We let all this go for a long time. We deserve what we're getting, but we want something more. We want to repent. We want to improve circumstances around the world. I also pray for the third world starving people that are starving because of the lockdown here in the United States and the Western world, that these countries don't stop suffering, that you bring economy back to these countries, you bring creational ideas to these countries, solutions to these countries, so that these children will not suffer and die because of starvation. Lord, please bring this peace to this place, and bring peace in the hearts of the people here that are very troubled. Bring peace into my heart, Lord, that I would stop being so troubled by the horrific events going on around me. Mm-hmm. And if there has to be horrific events, then, Lord, I ask you to give me a heart that just sees you only, that I'm just going from you all the time, and I don't have to take it upon myself to worry about all these people. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name,
thank
amen.
Father.
Amen.
Father, awesome. We seal all these prayers up before you, Lord. We are grateful, and we know that you hear our petitions. So Jesus showed us the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. We ask. Make it so.
We ask. Amen. We ask, Lord, that you end human trafficking now.
Amen.
And amen. All this slavery and we really ask you, Lord, not to stop us from becoming slaves again. You know, to stop these people from enslaving the whole world.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
He'll do it.
Amen. All those plans need to end. They need to be stopped now.
They need to be stopped now, Lord, please. We are keeping our eyes on you, and any victory, the glory goes to you. Lord, glorify yourself maximally, because when you're glorified, all these problems go away with your glorification through Jesus Christ. And I need Jesus to be made relevant, Lord, to be pertinent, to be vital. I know he is. He is to us. He is to anyone with eyes. But for the people that can't see, Lord Jesus, reveal yourself to these people. Reveal who you are. Reveal the mystery. They think you're a comic book character, Lord. Reveal yourself. Amen.
Jacob had a nice word in the chat. He says that you, Lord, would visit the enemy by ensnaring them in the same trap they sought to harm us with.
Yeah, well, I think that's happening.
Ensnare the enemy.
Well, it's happening in the sense that, you know, when I grew up with computers, and, you know, I remember I was really, I started out as a writer on a, like, you know, typewriter. And then I remember the first computers came out were the IBM PC. I don't know if people remember. They had some other ones. This was before Apple or any of that. And I remember that Microsoft had the first what you see is what you get with Microsoft Word. They had that 1.0, you know, what you see is what you get. You know, the rise of Bill Gates from that time and also the rise of Apple. And at that time, you know, people would look at Bill Gates as the wunderkind. You know, he was like, you know, he was the brainiac, all the nerds getting together with Apple and computers and all that. It was the, you know, he had stature. He was really looked up to, and everyone was just waiting for that next update to come out. Remember when he first came out with Windows, and everyone wanted Windows, and, you know, and the computers were getting faster, and, you know, it was really great for writers, you know, because writers, you know, love to revise, and you can't revise if you're using pages, it's harder. You know, back in the old days, we used to have to white out words. Remember those days? You'd white out a word, then you'd type over it again. Yeah. Well, anyway, so, you know, so Gates comes along, and he's a real hero. I mean, I love the guy. And then I love the whole Apple thing, too, that was going on with the concerts and the music. And then, of course, Steve Jobs. And, you know, that whole thing that happened, that explosion of the Internet and all that, I never thought of Gates as Bill Gates as being evil. You know what I mean? And even when we went up to the Jimi Hendrix Museum in Seattle, what was the name of that place? It's a, you know, those of you who live there, the... It's the it's like a music museum. And they have, like, demonstrations of things. They have a room up there where you can, like, you can jam with your friends and do a little recording session. They have Native Instruments has a room there where you can go play the various instruments with other people. And, you know, and then they have a whole Jimi Hendrix display, which is very, very interesting. And then they have a Kurt Cobain display as well, you know. So it is a big, beautiful place, you know, really nice museum. And then right next to it, to the right, I guess, as you're looking at it, you have in big, bold letters, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Right there, right next to it. And I remember when I saw it, I was feeling sick. I was very sick up there. I had the flu, much worse than any COVID-19, I tell you that. And I was really feeling bad, but I looked at that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. That was the first time, I think, in my life. I think that's when I started talking about it more. I thought he was kind of a benign figure, kind of in the background. He'd hang out with Warren Buffett. They'd fly around on private jets trying to figure out how to make another $1 billion, you know. I didn't see Gates as being necessarily evil. I thought his wife might be a little bit evil. She looked kind of witchy to me, but, you know, but those are appearances, so I didn't give it much thought. But and I don't think anyone else did either. But now it seems like if you go on social media, like, for example, YouTube or Instagram, where Bill Gates has his, you know, Gates Notes, he's got these, he's behind all the publishing of all the books. And through various companies, you know, but he controls it. He controls really what gets published. It's amazing what you read in school. And, you know, you should see the comments. I mean, it's just like, you know, pervert, murderer, you know, Epstein, this, that. I mean, just on and on and on. And then you go over to, you know, John Legend's page. You know, and what's his wife's name? You know, the model?
Tegan.
Okay, and then you see her page, baby killer, you know, blah, blah, you know, dismembering adrenochrome junkie, you know, on and on and on. I mean, all this is all good. This is everywhere. It's not just like, you know, Pizzagate was, which was a small, relatively small comparison. You're talking about Bill Gates brought out the queen, the witch queen of the world today is Marina Abramovich. I think everyone knows that. And he tried to bring her out and present her as this performance artist on YouTube. It was a Microsoft presentation, believe it or not. And they got just barked off the air. They had to pull the entire YouTube. I was in on that one. I had 3 nights of Marina torturing me in the spirit. I was brought into the battle and prayed it down. I was part of, like, all these, me and many other people. I mean, not me alone, but a bunch of people. And she got run off, and she's been exposed as this ultimate evil witch, of course. And spirit cooking just is is basically a symbolic placeholder for the real thing, which is dismemberment and cannibalism and all the stuff they really like to do. So they've been put in their place with the truth. And even though we never saw Wiener's computer, that still the knowledge of that computer and that one tape that's out there in the dark web called Frazzle Drip, that's been, you know, people know what it is, even if they haven't seen it.
Uh-huh.
They understand that, you know, these people skin children alive and they do everything they do in horror movies.
Yeah.
Everyone knows these people shouldn't, and when you look at the Clinton body count now, there's more than just a little sector of the society that goes, oh, there's been about 100 people killed because of Clinton. Now it's like there are millions of people who think that.
Yeah.
And so the knowledge of the truth of these people is growing.
Yeah.
They worship Satan. They're above the law. They protect each other. If anyone gets too close to their operation, they wind up dead. You know, we're well familiar with that. And, you know, they got their hands in the pie of the medical establishment, the, you know, the arts, the what gets published, the mind control, the universities, the high schools. They got all that, and they want to bring in a global socialism and just hell on earth.
Let's pray also that President Trump is not fooled by this medical tyranny.
But we all
and
know
that,
this.
That he will put an end to it, and he will not be beguiled
well,
by the likes
that.
Of Bill Gates.
No, I pray that he
in
breaks
the name
away
of
from
Jesus.
Gates.
Amen.
Before it's too late, that he breaks away from Gates because it's going to hurt us. It's folks, it's not enough just to say Orange Man bad out there. Those of you who feel Trump's betrayed you, as I've seen you like hyenas out there. You say, oh, God, I finally woke up to how bad Trump is. You need to stop that and start praying for the guy because you don't have anything else. You have either he succeeds in some way, shape, or form on this Gates thing, the vaccines and all that, or you're going to wind up in a Marxist prison and tortured to death, okay? So you need to shut the F up right now. Stop with all the mocking and get on your knees. You know, you think it was funny. Oh, I woke up to that. You know, they're saying that Trump's the Pied Piper of the whole vaccine thing. And it's not true. I agree. He's been unaware. He's been broadsided by this COVID thing. He hasn't really been up to speed on stuff. He hasn't handled it very well. And that's why you pray for him. But as far as being the instrument of evil, the tip of the spear, the really the evil one, who's working with all these people who are persecuting him, that's a bit far-fetched, don't you think, Charles? I'm sorry, I probably put everyone...
I have my mute on.
Oh.
Yes, I agree. I agree with you.
They wouldn't... They wouldn't persecute
the focus,
him.
It seems, of all... in the world right now is focused on getting Trump out.
Right, getting
him
out.
And for that, then you have to assume that Trump is there by the will of God. Nobody expected him to be elected, really. Nobody wanted him to be elected. I'm talking about the structures.
Yeah.
Well, the power structures. Nobody wanted him in. He got in there through the will of God, through the actions of God's people. And as long as God's people... Maintain their relationship and work with God. I believe he's going to stay in there. I believe now he's going to win.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just saying, there are people that say they've woken up now and they feel that Trump's a traitor. He's been like the mastermind behind the whole thing, this attack on us.
No.
And that's not true. So they're deluded. And people say that he was selected in 2015 to be president. He's a selection. He isn't really a... He's not a fluke. He's not a fluke candidate. I would disagree with that. I was there. I saw it. He went down that escalator, and I didn't even think he was going to run. I thought it was just a publicity stunt. You know, he's like the billionaire flashy guy from New York. You know, the guy on The Apprentice. I never hated him, though. Like people do. I don't think anyone hated him back then.
Nobody hated him until he... ran for president.
But then he came down the thing, and then he said he's really going to run.
Well, they didn't really hate him until didn't really hate him until he became president.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean, I told Trish, I said, he's not going to run. She bet me, you know, another $1 million. I must owe her $100 million, a billion. Who knows how many
you
bets
only owe me about $8 million.
Okay. Well, anyway, the bottom line is, I didn't think he was going to do it. I thought it was just a publicity stunt. And then he was talking about God, and you know he was praying with the evangelical people, and I don't know, you know, it's always been a mixed bag. You know, I mean, there's a lot of optics people don't like that are, you know, really kind of, they think they're discerning, but I just don't see him as being the leader of the evil. I see him as being in there kind of like no one expected it, and then, you know, make America great again type of thing. I know that pisses off the left because they say America was never great. It's always been racist. It's always been bad. But it just seemed like he was there to be a disruptor. That we were praying too. You know, all of us during the Obama administration, we were all praying that we wouldn't get Hillary. Don't you remember that? Because she was talking about going to war with Russia. She actually said publicly, listen to this. She said, you know, when the commander-in-chief gives the order for the nukes, it has to be carried out. You know how she talks like that?
Yeah.
It has to be very...
Very didactic.
Right. It must be carried out. And everybody cheered. Yay, Hillary! She's going to nuke somebody. Well, that somebody would have been Russia, and guess what? She identified all these people she didn't like as deplorables, and she was ready to round up the deplorables and nuke Russia all at once. She was ready to go. And I'm like, we prayed that that wouldn't happen because...
And you got that word about the John Wayne character.
Yeah, there'd be a John Wayne guy coming in.
And that turned out to be Trump.
Yeah, John Wayne is hated now as a racist, taken down everywhere. Just, you know, he's, you know, cancel culture. And people don't realize that in different times...
His wife was an Indian.
Yeah, well, no credit for that. Bottom line, though, on all this stuff of, you know, they went crazy hating Trump, and George Soros paid a lot of money to get rid of him, and he's very happy now. Apparently, in a recent interview, Soros is saying something like, you know, Trump will destroy himself, he said. And he's doing such a good job destroying himself now with this COVID thing. He was giddy with excitement that Trump will disappear. And, I don't know what happened there with that. That Trump would disappear after one term, and that would be the end of it. Now, I'm not saying he's not my savior. My savior is Jesus. But I do believe Trump was brought in. Let me tell you what I think the prophetic purpose really was to stop some of their heinous plans for us, that God was protecting us in some way from going to the camps, from being rounded up as deplorables, or, you know, for being in this massive nuclear war. I think that those plans were, it's not so much against Hillary. Don't think of it, Trump was a spoiler or a foil to that nuclear war plan. That's what I think. Yeah, we definitely were bought more time, weren't we? And the only one that would have bought us more time would have been the Lord. So that's the way I look at it. And I think people that look at this Gabby thing, that's why I haven't thrown Trump under the bus completely yet, until I see the evidence of... Because I got to figure, is he stupid, maybe, about the vaccines? I mean, does he not know? You know, I don't know what he knows. I need to get to the bottom of it.
I keep hoping it's a trap for Bill Gates but and company.
Even if he is compromised in some way or he doesn't have power, that he you know, I'm sure he pisses people off with his swagger and his egotism and all that, and all those things he says that are really offend people. I'm sure they hate his guts, okay? But I'm happy that we didn't have a nuclear war. I'm happy that I didn't get Hillary Clinton thrown in jail. I'm happy that there was an intervention. And I wish some of you people that have turned on Trump and all this stuff and, you know, talking about, you know, that he's really the real bad guy.
No.
I think, and I've seen your posts, and I know who you are, and I've seen you, and I've had to get rid of you. When you come around, you keep trying to tell everybody that. But you're not being fair to the historical facts. And, you know, a lot of what you mistake as being Pied Piper is incompetence on Trump's part, because he's not a politician. He has been incompetent. He has made mistakes. He has been an idiot at times. Okay, you know, but that's different than he's really the mastermind. That's what that just doesn't
he's
wash.
He's been surrounded by, you know, people who
hate us,
wanted to bring him to an end.
Yeah, bring him to an end, bring us to an end.
And he's muscled through it. He's muscled through it so many.
Anyway, we all need to pray that we don't get nuked in this China thing. I mean, we you know, that we have good leadership. What is wrong with praying for good leadership? Why are we fighting about Trump? That seems to be really stupid. We need to pray for good leadership, whoever it is. You know, because he's going to be gone. He may be gone this next, you know, November. And then there'll be somebody else in there. We need to pray that they're going to be reasonable, that there's the shift in the direction we're going politically, rather than just criticizing. You know, we get the leaders we deserve. We don't pray for the leaders. All we want to do is mock them and bark at them. Then we're never going to have... I mean, I'm guilty of that with George Bush. I really could not stand Bush. I hated Bush. I hated H.W. Bush. I hated Bush more than any of them. And way more than Trump, obviously. And Trump doesn't bother me the way Bush does. Bush is the old, old society, right? The old line. He goes back to the bloodlines of royalty and the 9/11. They got a painting of Bush playing with little paper airplanes and knocking two towers down with them. You know what I mean? Why would they have that? That was like, was that hanging in Epstein's mansion somewhere or something like that? I mean, these people. Yeah, and then and Bush. So the Bushes were involved in 9/11, probably, right? Speculation, but most probably. Now, I'd say that's pretty evil, right? Bush got a pass. Bush brought in Homeland Security. He took out the towers, then he brought in... He did all this shit to people. I mean, he did all this stuff to us. You know, TSA. You know, all that was Bush. And I don't hear anybody going on about him. So I caution us about getting wrapped up in the hysteria about a president. And more or less, we need to be praying for whoever the president is, whatever the leadership is, whatever the Congress is. Congress is even worse than the presidency. I mean, we need to pray that this stuff straightens out. That's all I'm saying. And stop bickering with each other about, you know, with these divisions. This division thing has to end. I don't think the division thing, though, is actually of God. I think it's of the other side. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say. Let's get going. All right, everybody. Thank you for being there. I could go on and on. I'm sorry.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys. All right, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and...
God bless everyone. Thank you so much for being here.
Okay. There we go. Now, what I want to do is put this song on. Here we go.
Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day.
All right.
Amen.
The times and seasons you have no need. You yourself know perfectly well that the Lord comes like a thief in the night. When they get peace and safety, sudden destruction comes.
In love for their work. amongst yourselves. But at the times and the seasons, you have no need. Do yourself no perfect well. Let the day of the Lord come, let the thief in the night. When they say, peace and safety, sudden destruction comes. Sudden destruction comes. Sudden destruction comes.